So, my message, you've probably gotten by now, isn't to tell you what to invest in, isn't to tell you how to make money, it isn't to tell you what to do for a job, or you know, should you go to college or not go to college. Like, my message is just listen. Everyone's going down this financial journey differently, and everyone's going to make their money. Some people work at UPS. Some people start a business. Some people are like my brother-in-law. He's a mechanic for Delta Airlines. I had an internet. You know, I've just been an actual serial entrepreneur. It's what I've ever done. I was in the Army. Early on in the Army, I always had some side hustle going. As a kid, I always had some side hustle going. Like, this has just been an extension of mine. And as I became older, the side hustles made more money. And eventually, that's all I did was side hustles. My wife was a social worker, worked a job. And I was just lucky enough to get a lot of the dumb shit out of my system at an early age. And I'm 26 years old, and I figured out real quick that the secret to life is having money. And then if you have enough money, you can do whatever you want for the rest of your life if you're frugal. It doesn't take much. Like, you understand, $2,000 a month injection into your family, meaning your family doesn't do anything for this money. They just get $2,000. No person in the family goes to work for this money. That changes, you know how many families' lives that changes? I talk with 70-year-old people who live on less than that. And I'm talking about you just get this for the rest of your life. Like, that's available to like virtually everyone in this country. It's not that hard to accomplish. You could be on welfare right now and start that process. So, you know, no more passes, no more sympathy. It's all available. It's all free. And you don't have to go to a guru. If you want to go to a guru and it helps you and you get 10 times faster ahead, good. Give him the money and get to moving. But everyone I talk to who goes to the guru, doesn't seem to do much. And the guys who seem to do it and the gals who seem to do it didn't need the guru. So I don't know. I'm confused. And yet I go to gurus and I buy guru courses. But for me, it's come down to just making a bunch of wise, big decisions. Not getting them all right. I'm not talking about perfection. I'm talking about just getting some things right. Getting some of the big decisions right. Like, I bought a house that was well below my means. Like, me and the wife made $60,000, and we, together, this is a long time ago, and we bought a $60,000 house. We bought a house that was about our yearly income. Dude, it was an 1,100 square foot box on 2 acres on a dirt road with no porches. Like, this was not fancy living. This is how we lived. And as I made more money, I improved the value of the property till now it's a beautiful home. Paved driveways, swimming pools, multiple buildings, porches like we're in some Japanese palace. Now it's not obviously not that nice, but you get what I'm saying. Like, this is not how I grew up. And I did it. It wasn't because I made a lot of money. It was because I consistently, over a long period of time, made wise investment decisions, not even with large sums of money. Like, I maybe have $200,000 in the whole deal. $200,000. And it's north of $2 million. And that's not for a... I know people who spend that to go to college. Now you got to go make the money. You gave the college $200. You got to make $200 just to get to even. And yet I turned $200 into $2 million in a six-figure, quote, passive income, unquote. Sometimes it's passive. Sometimes it's not so passive. Sometimes it's a push. Sometimes it's a struggle. But it's just a series of wise decisions. And not getting them all right. I got a lot wrong. I got a lot of decisions wrong. But I got a lot right. I got the housing right. I got the cars right. I didn't waste money on cars. Saved up, paid cash, That's what we drove. People say, yeah, Jared, but then my money's tied up into that house. The problem is the people who spout that and say that rarely then take the other money and invest it wisely. They don't do it. Now, if you did it, okay. See, the rules don't apply to people who can operate in self-control. People who are outliers, people who are exceptional, the 7%, rules don't apply to them. You understand that? Like, basic wisdom advice given to Steve Jobs, he probably doesn't create Apple. You understand that? And so the advice for the average person, that's not advice to get you rich. You need to understand that. That's advice not to get them sued. There's nobody on the Forbes list with a 401k. Is there anything wrong with the 401k? Maybe. You know what my big pushback on the 401k is? Most people don't know what they're invested in. They don't know what those funds are. They've never watched a video on YouTube. They don't know anything. And I say, well, how much are you making passive, like, how much is your dividends last year? And they can't tell you. Dude, that's the legacy? That's what you're going to tell your grandkids? I actually didn't know what the fuck I was investing in. I just stumbled into getting rich. Does that even make sense? Does that sound right to you at all? And how many people are participating in that system? Now, my brother-in-law, highly doubt he'll listen to this, works for Delta Airlines. He has a killer 401k. Like, he let me look at the stuff, I dug into it, and I said, yo, you can just do the S&P 500, the index fund. So ignore all this other shit, all this bonds and time-dated funds and this and that and the American. Don't forget all of that. S&P 500, put all your money in that. This is what I told him 5 years ago, 6 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Put all your money in that. And whenever people get scared at work, and whenever the dumb people that you work with who don't understand investments give you advice on investing, you need to double up. So when times get tough, put in twice as much. When you see your balance dropping, try to get it back to where it was. So if the market falls and you lose $10,000, try to get $10,000 into there. Put money back. And if every time you lose, you put the money back, this is what I try. I'm trying to make this example for him super simple. Guess what happens when it comes back? Because it always does. You don't go back to where you were. You more than double. And so every sell-off is a chance for you to level up. Every stock market crash is a chance for you to double your net worth in the next 2 to 3 years. You've got to understand that principle. That is the single most important principle that can help an average person level up. You realize that every single adult right now who lived through the 2008 crash, who had a job, had a chance in a 2-year period to get rich, and they chose not to do it. They watched football and The Simpsons and the fucking Kardashians, and they went about their day talking about fiat currency and other dumb shit instead of just buying quality companies. Shit, they're passing on the road. Look, Walmart. Look, McDonald's. Look, Procter & Gamble facility. Look, oil wells, MLPs, REITs. They're all around you. And yet people just drive to work, just driving to work, day after day, passing the money flow. All, oh, look, that pays a dividend, that pays a dividend. Oh, the price dropped in half. What if you'd have bought $10,000 of it? Now it's $30,000, giving your family $400 a month income stream and growing, and you're going to own it the rest of your life. Oh, and you look up after living like this, you have $3 million. That's on purpose. That's why your uncle didn't do it. Who do you know around you doing what I'm saying? The rich, smart people. That's who's doing it. Cousin Larry, he ain't doing it. But he's got plenty of advice for you. He's got opinions on Donald Trump. You have broke friends who have more economic opinions. They have more opinions about the economy than they understand investing. How the fuck can you not understand a mutual fund, an electronically traded note, or an ETF, but you're going to explain to me the American economy? How could you even have an opinion? Those people. You see what I'm saying? And so you just have to become a wise person who's in the moment, who begins to say, oh, wait, I can get rich. And you begin to make wise decisions with your money. And that's what I did. That's it. That's all I did. Just every day. Like every day that I wake up, I'm trying to get a little bit richer. I don't, there's no pressure. There's no, it's got to be by this date or that date. No. Tomorrow, I want to manage my stocks. I want to look for opportunity to buy more if I have some money. I want to make sure my properties are okay. If I have a job, I want to make sure I'm there early, and maybe I stay a little late and I work a little harder than they pay me for to secure that income stream. I want to understand my retirement system. My brother-in-law's 401k, they match him 12%. He can put 12% of his annual income. So say he makes $70,000. What is that, $9,000? If he puts in $9,000, guess what they give him? $9,000. He gets a 100% return every year on the first $9,000. This blew my mind. How could you have the ability to double your money every year? And there are people not doing it at his job. They're not doing it. They're choosing to be broke. I couldn't believe when I was reading this. And I'm like, hold on. You put, let's just say 10, keep the numbers simple. They turn around and give you 10. So now you have 20. And the market pays 10. You understand that? Like, I'm having a mini mental meltdown. And he's not understanding. Well, yeah, no, what's the big deal? You know, it goes up and down. And I said, bro, the 20 you're putting in this year is going to earn you passively 2. So next year, you don't have 20 going in, right? You have 22 plus, guess what? The 22's earning. Do the math on this. In 10 years, my brother-in-law, it made me mad. I'm going to be honest. You say, why did it make you mad? He wasn't doing it. Why is he not doing it? He had fun. There's other things, you know. Motorcycles, car payments, $700 truck payment. Imagine what he could do and what he could drive and what he would have if he did my plan for 10 years. It's not a sacrifice. $10,000 is not a sacrifice. $10,000? Dude, that's not a sacrifice. That's nothing when you make 70, 80, 90. If you think that's a you're delusional. Like, that's not a sacrifice. That's a minimum. In the Asian cultures, they save at a minimum on the low end 30% every single person. They're part of their culture. It's not fucking optional. It's what people do because it's the only way to survive. But in this country, we've gotten it all messed up. And so we borrow on our 401ks. We use credit cards. We buy things we can't actually afford. And then we sit and scratch our heads when we're 40 and 45 and can't afford anything. And this is hard. And I work so hard. And they don't have $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 a month passively coming in. You know how easy it would be for my brother-in-law to get a $2,000 a month passive income stream when all you got to do is put in 10, they match you 10, and then on top of that, you earn 10%. This year, we're up 18%. Do you understand if he had been doing that for the last 7 to 8, 9, 10 years, right? He would have made more in his investments this year than he's made working this year. This is the power. This is what's available to you at your fingertips on your phone. But it's up to you, man. It's up to you, man. I'm not talking about suffering. I have a good time, man. I go to concerts. I buy front row seats. Every concert I go to now is VIP, dude. Front row. Why? Because I've got an extra $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 that comes in whether I go to work or not. And guess what? I still do stuff for work, for active work. Why? So that I can continue to compound and build my wealth and grow richer and richer and richer every day.